Hi, everyone. This is Cherie, and welcome to our show. I wanted to call you guys, or not call you guys, or have this this radio show, which will be a podcast a few minutes later, about an angel that helps you. I know in the summertime especially, you've got the kids home, you've got your guy home, your girl home, your husband, wife, whatever, and it can be a challenge, right? I mean, do you have more time than you do, or more things to do than you have time, or maybe you have more time than you do money, and you're like, oh, I want to make money, I want to be a great family, have a great family, be a great mom, be a great dad, be a great girlfriend, be a great boyfriend, be a wonderful wife, wonderful husband. Doesn't that sound nice? You know, what are some of your goals? Are you starting a business? And would you like to do well in your business, have that entrepreneur mentality? And so I know myself, I've been an entrepreneur, gosh, forever, and love what I do and do what I love. Maybe you want to find your passion, right? And maybe you want to live in truth. I love that too. So what's your passion? Do you want to start a business? Do you want to have a better family? Do you want your children to be the best version of themselves? Do you want to be the best version of yourself? So, you know, love and money are the same coin, right? So if you have a great love life, that doesn't mean you have to be in a relationship. The relationship with yourself is probably the most important. Doesn't sound sexy, doesn't sound romantic, but it is. And when you have that kind of relationship with yourself, then you can have a great relationship with the man or woman of your dreams, okay? And if you have, if you understand that you sometimes being an entrepreneur, if that's what you want to do, means thinking out of the box. Being in a great career sometimes means thinking out of the box, but you have to have goals. And I'm a firm believer of that. I write down my goals three times in the morning. And I got that from Grant Cardone, by the way. And Tony Robbins, you know, what you write down, you know, if you write it down every day, it eventually your mind doesn't know any past or present or anything. It only knows now, and your mind will bring that to you. Your efforts will bring that to you, and your mind and your body and your spirit work together. How's that sound, right? So think about your goals. Write them down three times a day. And I got a message from an angel that may help you. Think about what your passion is. What would you like to do in a perfect world? What would you like to be or do? That's a key right there. And you've got to be disciplined and consistent. You guys, I look at myself sometimes. Do you ever do that? Look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, what separates me from Grant Cardone or Tony Robbins? Or, I mean, I don't know who's a mentor that you admire, or an entrepreneur, for instance, or a spiritual guru, Jake Ducey, he's amazing, and I listen to his podcast all the time, or YouTube all the time, so that's important. So who is an angel that can help you, all right, and it is an angel called, some people see her as a goddess, I see her as an angel, it doesn't matter, I see her as great energy, right, you can never have too much good energy on your side, light beams, you know, or anything like that. But she, as I said, was and will be amazing. She really helps with empowering you, giving you energy, because it's hard to think and act on good thoughts, good goals if you don't have energy. So she can help you with that. Honest communication in relationships. I think sometimes people think relationships are just with the love of their life, but relationships is family, work, career, whatever, and passion and prioritizing. Is that not great? Do you ever have a problem or challenge? Not a problem, a challenge prioritizing what to do first. Tony Robbins has a great great YouTube video on that about chunking, prioritizing, you know, getting your goals, putting your goals in order. Putting your day in order, so that's good too as well. One thing that I use that I really am finding so valuable. I don't know how you guys are, but you know, I like doing things and getting it done, doing my book work. And there is a certain amount of bookkeeping, and having a good CPA I think is necessary. especially if you're in business for yourself. And I was told to talk about this with you guys. I really was, because I want you guys to be successful. And so here's what you got. We've got the PDF Studio 2019, and that's what I use because I can take it and write on it, you know, take a PDF file and write on it with colored pencils. And I'm not holding the colored pencils, but I can do that and label my income, you know, and my receipts on my bank statements, right? So that's important. So, you know, you got to get a way to do that. And that's pretty boring right now, so I'll go to passion. She will help you find your passion, okay? So, you know, I'm starting a new show called Spiritual Entrepreneur. I'm going to launch it tonight, and, well, it's through Angel Coaches, but it's a new show. So please listen in if you want to, if you want and have an idea about business, or you're already an entrepreneur and you're like, oh, Taree, I want to make it grow faster, bigger, more, right? Because the more cash flow that you have, the better the decisions you can make. I know I work better when I don't have stress and I can, you know, and I am enjoying what I'm doing. And so you guys can do the same thing. So I'm going to do it tonight about Spiritual Entrepreneur. And I want you guys to, if this helps you, I know I've asked for help with money and, you know, and growing my business and making my goals, getting my goals to happen. She can do that, but it's not like you're going to sit there on a, you know, under an apple tree, which is nice. I'm not knocking it. She will show you how to get your goals. And she's one piece of a very big wheel that you have in your life, and she's one spoke. How cool is that? But that's the one I like, and you always have God, or the God of your understanding, a higher part of you, a spirit, and also Jeshua, which is a Hebrew for Jesus. So any of those work, or all of them will work. So just so you know. So honest communication and relationships, that's key, because if you're living with a lie or living a lie, doesn't work so well. So I'm hoping that I'm helping you understand more. And you have Peely there. She's, as I said, wonderful, and she will help you. She's very honest, and she's very strong, and she's very structured. By the way, she is a goddess. She's in Hawaii, or the, not goddess, I'm a caller an angel, in Hawaii, because that's what I like to do. Most people understand that easier and better. And she's around Hawaii and volcanoes fire are two of the things that she likes, volcanoes and fire in general. How cool is that, right? So anyway, ask for her help. Light a candle. If she likes fire, she certainly will light a candle. She'll light the candle. And you don't have to do that. Just ask for help. Just say, hey, thank you. I am grateful for you for helping me to get my goals done, help me with them, goal setting, goal dreaming, and creating them to happen. And with my all areas of my life, my family, you know, my love life, my business life, and thank you for helping me. If you want to start a business or get a raise, she will help you with that. But write it down three times a day, or three times in the morning. I love the morning, right? Sets the tone through the whole day. Personal development, that's something key right there. You can use Tony Robbins, Grant Cardone. I think they're both wonderful because the things I'm saying to you, they have talked about in their videos. Anyway, tonight, Spiritual Entrepreneur, being a spiritual entrepreneur, or just spiritual entrepreneur, I'm going to launch a show about that so people can understand how important that is with creating a great business, right? So I hope you guys will listen in. It is tonight at 8 p.m. East Coast time. And take care. Have a great now. And enjoy your day. And ask Peely to help you with your goals. And because when you have goals, it's not like throwing an arrow in the dark and hoping it hits the mark and you don't even get close. It's about focusing, having a goal, and like taking that dart to the dartboard, you can hit it or come darn close, right? So sometimes it's not even about the goals. It's about the person you become while achieving them. Anyway, I hope you guys got something out of this, and I'll do another angel communication. But I was really in my own meditation. She came through and said, hey, please share with people, okay? Also, great energy. She helps you have energy. And it's hard to think and be positive when you're feeling sluggish and tired. And I know that too. So energy is important. Anyway, you guys have a great night, like I've said twice now, and I will talk to you soon. I'll talk to you tonight at 8 p.m. Bye now. And like my show today, would you? All you have to do is go to Block Talk Radio in the comment section and like it, or go to iTunes and write a review. I would appreciate good or bad. It doesn't matter. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye.